Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about keeping your relationship strong while dealing with stress. Life can be stressful. We all can feel a little on edge sometimes, and that can have an effect on your relationships. Let's say you've been working through some issues with your partner. You've both made a big effort to repair past issues, to be more self-aware, to connect with each other, and to communicate. You're seeing big positive changes. But then in life, things start hitting the fan. Things that don't have anything to do with your relationship, until they do. Why? Because under stress, we all regress. Stressful conditions can activate trauma triggers, sometimes causing us to fall back into our old coping mechanisms. All that time you spent working on not snapping at your partner might seem like it was just flushed down the toilet. And suddenly your sharp tongue is back and you're quickly triggered over things that you've learned to talk calmly about. But when you're stressed out, calm can be difficult. Or maybe you don't use harsh words, but once again you started giving your partner the silent treatment instead of letting them in. Maybe you've battled years of curling up into your shell as a way to cope. And when you find yourself in a really stressful situation, curling up once again can be an automatic reaction. Because maybe it's what you learned to do, until you learned a healthier way to cope. So how do you get back to that healthy place for both you and your relationship? First of all, don't feel like your hard work was wasted. It's not. Setbacks don't mean failure. Once you're able to attune to yourself and self-soothe, your stronger, wiser self will likely return. And when you get back to a good place, intentionally turn toward your partner with warm kindness instead of anxiety and contempt. Life can feel uncertain. At some point, we'll all be triggered in some ways. Shutting down, fleeing, getting angry and reactive. But remember to also lean into the opportunities for growth individually and together. Today's small thing. When you notice that your partner is stressed, check in with them to see how you can help. Try asking, "What do you feel?" or "What do you need?" Let them know that you're there for support, even if that means just giving them some space. Tune into the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.